But our text this morning is going to come out of Luke chapter 24, verses 1 through 8. And I'm supposed to keep this short because everybody's smelling the bacon. Luke chapter 24, verses 1 through 8 says, "Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre, and they entered in, and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed, thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, he is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, and be crucified, and in the third day rise again. And they remembered his words." Let us pray. Lord, we're bound here before you again this morning on this Easter morning as we celebrate the risen Savior. We are humbled to come together, Lord. We ask for your guidance through the service this morning. Ask for the Holy Spirit to touch each and every heart that's here and mold these lips up here that your word will be preached. We thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you for the opportunity. We pray for those that couldn't be here, Lord. Just bless them and move upon them as only you can. Stir within their hearts where only you can go. We praise your name this morning, and we ask again for your guidance through this service. And these prayers we ask in Christ's name, and amen. I was thinking about the resurrection, the significance of the resurrection. And reading that took me back to, it's all about Jesus. Okay, we got to realize in our Christianity, in our Christian life, it's all about Jesus. Okay, so in the Scriptures, it starts back at as early as in the third chapter of Genesis, talking about Jesus. We're talking about the prophecy of Jesus. That's where it starts, the prophecy of Jesus. Clear through to Malachi. I found some Scriptures in Malachi. So the whole Old Testament points towards Jesus. We talked about that the other day. That's the prophecy of Jesus, the coming Messiah, the coming Savior of the world, the coming King of the Jews, so to speak. Okay? So as we go on, that gets us up to the birth of Christ. We celebrate Christmas. Okay? Now we start out the prophecy of Jesus. Now we're at the birth of Jesus. Very significant. Very important. That was a prophecy fulfilled. Okay? So that was the one God sent, the perfect person. And that leads us into the life of Jesus, who led a lived a complete life without sin. Without sin in this world. We was talking earlier this morning, the sin of the world is what causes all of our problems, whether it be sickness, financial, mental, anything. Sin of this world is the culprit for everything from the beginning to the end of our physical life. Okay, but we're talking about the life of Jesus, the perfect life of Jesus, that lived the would be the perfect one, the only thing acceptable. Okay, not a one of us can do that. We go through to the baptism of Jesus. John says, "Behold, the Lamb of God." Now, what's he pointing toward? He's pointing toward the perfect sacrifice. Okay? Coming down the road up here, there's a guy that raises sheep, and there was all kinds of little white dots laying around in that field, and those are those lambs. And we didn't realize till just the other day, Rodney and I was talking about how white a baby lamb is compared to its mother, that, you know, they look white, so you got white inside of it, and then they're brown. Okay, the spotless Lamb of God, the perfect Lamb of God. Okay. The ministry of Jesus. Okay, you notice everything I've said so far, the prophecy of Jesus, the birth of Jesus, the life of Jesus, the baptism of Jesus, the ministry of Jesus. Okay, he taught the truth of his word, the truth of the reason he came. And what he taught has already been prophesied. He didn't teach anything that wasn't in the Old Testament. Okay? That was his life. That was his ministry, the ministry of Jesus. Now, it's up to the point, to the sacrifice, the punishment of Jesus. And what was his sacrifice and punishment? Well, we read last week about him coming into Jerusalem on the donkey, on the unridden donkey. Okay, he come in, and they rejoiced over him. And then in a matter of a week, they crucified him. Okay, I looked up some stuff. They beat him. They pulled his beard. They spit upon him. They drove nails in his hand. They hung him on a cross in shame. He suffered the humiliation. He suffered everything for you and me. He made the ultimate sacrifice. And he said, it is finished. He, on that cross, he took everything you and I deserve. Everything. Every bit of it. Didn't leave one thing out. Didn't leave one loophole. And there was no technical difficulty. He done it all. He sacrificed it all on that cross. He said, it's finished. It's done. It's complete. The complete sacrifice. The Lamb of God had been slain. And here's my point of the significance of the resurrection. Without his resurrection out of that tomb on that morning, without him spending the 3 days in the belly of the whale, as it says in Joel, the birth, the life, the sacrifice would have been for naught. He rose again, people. He got up. He come out of that grave. Heard the song this morning. Because he gave his life, he gave me mine. He overcame death, hell, and the grave. And that is what the most significant part of Jesus is. Christianity would be nothing more than Buddhism without him, his resurrection. Okay, now you can look in there at his resurrection, and he was seen by 500. He was seen by the 11. He rose. Okay, there's a couple more events that happened that without the significance of the resurrection couldn't have happened. Okay? His ascension. Now I think about that. He says, I must go, and here's the one. I must go so I can send the Comforter. Folks, we have the Comforter because he's risen. And we know that he done what he done. Because I know I got it right here. I pray that you have the Holy Spirit this morning. And the guys that don't understand, you can tell they don't have the leading of the Holy Spirit. To open their eyes to see beyond this physical. Yes, folks, this morning, Christ arisen. Yes, this morning, we celebrate Easter is our Passover. In the Jewish Passover, they put the blood at the top and the sides. And that represents the cross of Jesus coming. Okay, we have the actual cross. We have the actual blood of Jesus to save us. Amen. That's right. That's right. That's what it's all about. That's all that matters. There, we're right down to the bottom line. Without Jesus, no hope. With Jesus, we have all the hope that we need. We have the encouragement of heaven to come and hell to shun. Praise the Lord. If you want to come and get a song, I ask for you to mind the Lord this morning. I know, you know, it's hard to drag out this early in the morning sometimes, but boy, isn't it something when the Holy Spirit moves upon you? And if it's at 2 o'clock in the morning, you'll be wide awake. Respond to the Holy Spirit this morning.